Prague 1 has long been one of the city's most prestigious addresses. Stretching from Prague Castle down to the Old Town Square, the district contains some of the city's most impressive sights, but also the most souvenir shops and tourist clamour. As Prague 1 adapts more and more to attract tourist dollars, long-term residents are upping sticks at an alarming rate. Now a Prague councillor has drawn up a plan to stop this exodus. His idea is that the council should approve all new shops opening up in Prague 1 and ask, do they meet the requirements of residents? Rosie Johnston has the story.
In the last 13 years, the number of people living in Prague 1 has dropped by more than 10,000. Earlier today, I did, however, manage to track down one resident. I asked him about life in the heart of the city.
It's really beautiful. It's in the middle of the historic centre, with beautiful views up to Petrine Park. But I wouldn't like to live here forever, particularly not with a family. When you go out onto the street, there are masses of tourists everywhere, and there's no place for the children to play. But the main thing is that there are no proper shops. There's only one reasonably priced pub left, which of course is permanently full. And all the restaurants are so posh that you can't just go out every evening.
It's this lack of regular shops in particular which drives this resident mad.
The closest shops for normal people are small and badly stocked. Now I go to Prague 6 to do my shopping. It's a 20-minute walk, but if I'm not bringing back heavy, heavy things, it's a much pleasanter experience.
It's exactly this sort of complaint that City Councillor Filip Dvořák is trying to address with his new proposal. He wants to regulate the number of, say, new T-shirt and souvenir shops opening up in the neighbourhood, and encourage more grocery stores and dry cleaners to open up in their stead. But not everyone is for the idea. Jan Chadil is from the Prague School of Economics.
This attitude to make some regulation of shops is, in my opinion, not very good and not very efficient. I really don't think that the main reason why people are emigrating or are moving out the city centre is that there is lack of services.
Okay, so what do you think the main reason is then?
Well, there can be several reasons. One of them is probably that the price of rents and prices of flats and buildings is very high. So people are selling their flats if they own them, usually, and moving to the fringe or out of the center, getting quite a lot of money for that.
You may ask who these flats are being sold to if the number of residents in the area is falling. Well, Prague 1 is an ideal and prestigious location for office buildings and, of course, hotels. But can anything be done to stop Prague 1 from turning into a ghost town outside of holidays and office hours? What would Jan Chadil suggest?
I think that, well, probably some subsidies or something like that is better than regulation of free market. You know, maybe there should be some subsidies for people who are living there, or I don't know. On the other hand, quite a lot of people who live there are quite rich, or if they bought the flat in Prague 1, they don't need any subsidy, I think.
Demographers from Charles University are currently puzzling out what to do to keep Prague 1 residents where they are. But we'll have to wait for their findings, because the report is set to be published in 2 years' time.